Yo, what's up, everybody? Bipolar Chucker. Man, what a week. What a week. I've been everywhere. Just left Florida. On my way back north, going to Savannah, Georgia, pick up a load, take it back to the house. And best believe I'm going to enjoy myself this weekend. I hope everybody's good. Again, I want y'all to know I appreciate y'all. And, man, what was I going to talk about? Oh. Man, I've been thinking about the crazy shit that I used to get into back in the past, man, back when I was young. And, man, just think about it now, man. Like, how fucking stupid was I? But, man, I'll tell you what. I seen people do things that blew my fucking mind. But, here's something that, a story that I wanted to tell. You know, cops and any cops out there, appreciate your service, but they're just C students just like me. What do I mean by that? I mean, they didn't graduate from fucking Harvard. Most of them graduated from a community college or something similar, you know, and this isn't a knock on cops, but there's all different kinds of people at every job, and cops are the same as everybody else. There's some cool guys, there's some dorks, and there's some fucking morons. And I got to tell you that I've ran into some morons in my day. The one time, this is probably back in, let's see. It would have been 98, 99, something like that. I remember it was cold as shit. It was the winter time, and there was a shit ton of snow on the ground. I was living in Indianapolis, where, by the way, my own father was a police officer. He was actually a homicide detective for about 10 years. And he was narcotics before that. And before that, he was a beat cop. He rose to the rank of sergeant. So he was a good cop. And he's a good dude. But anyway, he was not somebody you could trick. But anyway, I'm driving down the road. I had this girl spend the night at my house, sort of semi spend the night, right? Like, I took her home at like 4 a.m. So I drive out way out south to the rich part of Indianapolis, area known as Center Grove, Greenwood, Indiana. If anybody's familiar with it, if you're from the south side of Indianapolis, what up, south side? But anyway, I'm on my way back from dropping her off, okay? So now it's like, let's say 5 a.m., okay? And I pass this cop, he's sitting in a parking lot with his lights off. And I'm like, and I just know. They had my car. Well, I had three different cars back then, but there two of them were very noticeable, okay? This was a gold Honda Prelude with custom wheels like nobody else had on their car. It just no other car looked like this, and it was like a gold, you know. It's a beautiful car, actually. I'd love to have one now. But anyway, driving in this Prelude, dark ass tinted windows, illegal tint, right? And I see this cop, and I'm like, fuck, man. Why did I bring that weed? Right? I had weed in my car. I used to keep weed in my car to store it because I didn't want to keep it in my house. And I would put it other places when I would leave or whatever. But, you know, but there was some weed, and it's like my own personal sack in the car. Is about 2 ounces of weed, okay? It was good weed too. It was one of them back then, man. Weed was expensive, but an ounce of this shit was about $400. So I had about $800 worth of weed, and I'm like, for sure these motherfuckers are gonna want to search my car, and I know my car smells like weed because I smoke weed in it all the time. And anyway, so I spray a little bit of that Osium shit. And there he goes. He pulls right out behind me, man. Pulls off to the side. He pulls behind me. I pull off to the shoulder. He pulls in right behind me. Of course, he threw his lights on. That's why I pulled over. But and I'm sitting there looking at the county line, right? Like I'm literally on a road called County Line Road. If I just wouldn't have turned right, if I was just a little smarter, there's a good chance he wouldn't have pulled me over because I would have crossed that county line. But when I turned right and stayed in his county, he lit him up. Whoop whoop, pulled me over. Okay. Comes up to the car, blah blah blah. He already knows my name. I give him my license and registration. And another cop pulls behind him. And I'm like, fuck, they're for sure gonna search me. So I got these 2 ounces of weed in my coat. My coat's in the back seat. Like I said, it was real cold in wintertime. I mean, I like to say it was probably single digit temperatures, okay? And all I have on without my coat on is a pair of shorts and a basketball shorts and a t-shirt because I parked my car in a garage. I kept had the weed in my coat pocket, but you know, I just thought I would leave my coat in the car so that I'd have it in case something happened, you know. And I had a pair of sweats that I always kept in there. But anyway, he comes back up to the car. He gets my license, goes back to his car. Other cop comes. They start talking. Finally, a third cop pulls up. All right, they come up here. They come up and start, and cop at he says, "Hey, you got any drugs or weapons?" And I was like, "Of course, no." And he said, "You mind if I search the car?" And I was like, "I have a choice." And he was like, "Well, we could call and get permission to search your car. It only takes a few minutes." And I actually believe that. So figure they're gonna do whatever they're gonna do. So they pull me out because I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I'm standing over there on the curb shivering, right? Now there's the both doors are open. There's a cop searching one side and a cop searching the other side, and the other cop's standing back there with me. And the cop that's standing with me is like, "Hey man, it'd just be better for you if you just told them where the drugs are. And I was like, dude, there's nothing in there. I was like, I'm cold as fuck, though. Can I get my coat? Right? And he's like, yeah, man, hold on. And he goes over there, opens the back door, grabs my coat, and hands it to me. And I put the coat on. Stick my hands in my pocket. Lo and behold, there's that weed. And I'm basically having a small heart attack. And he says, hey, you know what? It's pretty fucking cold. Let's get in my car. And now he's got a canine in the back seat of his car. So I get in the front seat with him. And we're sitting there while these guys are searching the car. And that dog is freaking the fuck out. And he's like, man, I don't know what's going on, right? And it never occurs to him, because he already patted me down, that I might have something on me. He never thinks about the coat. I mean, he didn't check the coat. He just gave me the coat, right? So this dude, they come back and they say, hey, we didn't find anything. And they said, look, we know you're involved and illegal activities. We know it. You know. They were like, look, it'd be good for you if you can tell us who some of the major players are in Greenwood. And I was like, dude, you didn't even find any drugs in my car, bro. What are you talking about? Why would I tell you something like that, even if I knew? I don't know, but if I did know, why would I tell you? You can't arrest me for anything. Right? And that's when he looks at me and says, hey, he said he didn't find any drugs, but he did find a gun. And I was like, a gun? What the fuck are you talking about, dude? He didn't find no fucking gun in my car, man. There ain't no gun in my car. And he was like, yeah, no, he found a gun. And right about then, that other cop's walking towards the car, and he's got this little pistol in his hand with him. He had them rubber gloves on and shit, had this pistol in his hand, right? And he jacks the slide, and he puts something down in there and lays it on the hood of the car. And I'm knowing, like, this motherfucker, I ain't got a gun. That's not my gun. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, dude, you guys can't put a gun on me. And all of a sudden it occurred to me. Having a gun is not illegal. Right? Because I got a gun permit. I can have a gun. And I was like, dude, hold on a second, man. That gun's not registered to me, and that's not my gun. But I'm allowed to have a gun. I have a gun permit. I'm not a felon, dude. And then he's like, well, he was like, yeah, you're right. It's not illegal. I'll tell you what, though, if we run this gun and we find out it's stolen, we'll be coming to Marion County and picking your ass up. And I'm like, well, fucking good luck, you know. I get in the car, and I realized these guys were trying to set me up, right? And the thing is, they couldn't set me up. Because why? Because I was fucking smarter than they are. That's why. And I'm not that smart. These three motherfuckers gave me my coat with the dope in it. Gave me the coat with the dope in it. And watched me put it on. And never searched it. and thought they were slick enough to get me to give them some information about drug dealing in their county by putting a fucking gun that I never seen before in my life that they know don't have my fucking fingerprints on it and that they can't prove I ever had. And besides, all they had to do was look me up to know that I had a gun permit. So just me having a gun's not illegal. Like, they would have to prove that was my gun. You know, and I don't... I think that these motherfuckers were... They're not the dumbest cops, right? Because I've seen cops actually do dumber shit. But they gave me the coat with the fucking weed in it. They gave it to me. They could have put a case on me for 2 ounces of weed, which is a pretty good fucking take out in the suburbs, man. But they gave me the coat. So what's the moral of the story? Keep your dope in a coat in the back seat and tell them you're cold. No, don't try this. Don't try that. It's not going to work twice because no other cops are this stupid, I don't think. But, man, just like regular people, man, some cops are the shit. They're top of the line people, man. High level, cool motherfuckers. And some cops are fucking stupid. And fortunately, that day, I got the stupid ones. Hey, man, that's all I wanted to talk about for today, man. That story just popped in my head. But, hey, seriously, dealing drugs and shit is not worth it. The juice is never worth the squeeze, right? Unless you're fucking Escobar or maybe a couple levels below Escobar, right? But street level drug dealers, no matter how long your money is right now, it's always going to get short because they're going to cut your freedom short. And it ain't worth it. So, if you're a young guy, young woman out there thinking that's easy money, well, let me tell you something, man. Time ain't easy. The most time I've ever done is 180 some odd days in jail and then some smaller little stays because I'm lucky. But a lot of my homeboys have done years, years and years in the penitentiary. None of them are the same person that they were before they went to prison. One of them is a much better person than he was before he went to prison, right? The other two guys that are my close friends, They're never going to be the same. They went from being mid-level drug dealers to being straight-up gangsters. And it's only a matter of time before they catch the case that keeps them in prison for the rest of their life. And it's a shame, man. It's a real goddamn shame. Hey, Bipolar Trucker, man. Love y'all.